I do want to return to this issue we raised on this show yesterday involving these things, rightly or wrongly, referred to as hoverboards. Now, the Victorian government is calling for a ban on them after a series of fires and safety incidents around the world. Inspectors have been sent out to retailers across the state to check the safety of the popular, but it would seem, in some cases, fire-prone toys. And this comes after, we told you yesterday, a family of five lost their home when a hoverboard caught fire while on charge in a bedroom. Now, the damage bill, we understand, is around $500,000. Self-balancing motorised scooters, as they're often referred to, similar to electric skateboards, have been banned in places like the United Kingdom and New York, we understand. Now, if we sit back and say one of the things that government must do is to keep us safe, then we want them, don't we, to ensure that they find any hoverboard or self-balancing motorised scooter that's dodgy and take it away and it make it impossible for those things to become available. Now, this call today is being led by the Victorian Minister for Consumer Affairs, Jane Garrett, who is calling for the ban, and I'm delighted to say the Minister is on the line. I hope you're well.
I am well. Good to talk to you.
And to you, Jane. All the best for 2016. And good on you for calling for this really important, and, of course, this is in your state, this fire the other night. Horrible. $500,000 worth of damage.
Devastating. The blessing is no one was hurt.
Yes.
But the house is pollaxed and it's a family home and it was the result of a Christmas present gone horribly wrong. So our hearts are with that family and we don't want to see it happen to anybody else.
Now, I said yesterday when I was reading further info on this, you've got to look for a triangle and a tick inside, but of course not everyone will be aware of that, so it becomes very difficult to determine what is rigid edge and what is perhaps not so. Is that why we shouldn't have these things at all, or just walk me through what you want to see happen?
I reckon there's a number of major problems here. The first is that the hoverboard became very popular right around the world. Manufacturing of it sprung up everywhere. I think there's been at least seven models recalled here in Australia and obviously elsewhere around the world. I think we're looking at another five which don't meet our strict standards. So there's a wash with toys out there that don't meet our standards. We're out there right now cracking down, getting those toys off the shelves and warning people about it. There's also an issue with chargers. My understanding with that fire yesterday is it was actually caused by a charger that didn't meet Australian standards that set alight.
Yeah.
So that's dangerous, but the chargers themselves, the hoverboards, you can't have them on overnight. It's not designed for that. They have a lithium battery. There's also been safety concerns around how they're used, regardless of how they're charged. So I reckon that myriad of problems means people are confused about it. They don't know what they're getting. And the federal government really does need to act in this space.
Yeah, now there are going to be people that are saying, oh, here we go with the fun police in the nanny state. But it's more important than that. You need the help of Kelly O'Dwyer here, don't you?
I do. I'm writing to Kelly O'Dwyer. I've spoken with your minister who's responsible for fair trading, Minister Dominella, at length last night. He's very concerned about it too. I know counterparts in other states are. It's been a worldwide issue, and while they seem fun, they are actually got the potential, as we've seen, to burn your house down.
How do we stop them? I'm going here to something like eBay. How does someone not... So you see it there for $200, it's in the catalogue somewhere for $600, you've only got $200, your kid really wants one, and you fall victim to the pressure of the child. But how are they already available in something like an eBay? Isn't there a responsibility on those retailers, even online ones, to ensure that what we buy is appropriately safe?
Well, absolutely there is. And under Australian consumer law, if you buy a product that doesn't meet Australian standards, you have the right to get your money back. And that is the same anywhere. It's obviously harder to do that when you're buying things online or they're being shipped from overseas, but you do have the same rights. It just can be harder to enforce. That's the minor issue here. Absolutely. If you've got a hoverboard that doesn't meet Australian standards, that doesn't get that tick of approval, get it out of your house, take it back, get your money back, get it to the tip. If you do have a hoverboard that meets Australian standards, then you still have to be careful with it. You still have to be careful. Don't leave it charging overnight. Don't, throw a blanket over it while or your coat over it.
Yeah.
These things do have the capacity to catch on fire.
Gee, you make it sound so convincing that we shouldn't even have them, you know, really on that.
I don't want to be the fun police.
No,
but I do want to keep the kids safe.
Of course you do. Good on you. Good to talk to you again. Hope you stay well and thanks so much for your time.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jane, very much indeed. That's the Victorian Minister for Consumer Affairs. It makes a whole lot of sense, I have to say. Jane Garrett, she's a very smart lady as well, I have to say, having spoken to her on several occasions. And whilst the call will be, here we go, nanny state, they're after us again, I think we have to defer on the side of safety. I just think that's what sensible people do.